You're listening to Juno Afternoon. I'm Shelley Delaney. With me now is Fawn Waterfield. We are just enjoying some music by her daughter, Tekla Waterfield. Welcome to this show. Hello, Fawn.
Hi, how are you?
I'm well, thanks. Thanks so much for being here today. You are an artist and much more. You have an exhibit opening at the Jack this first Friday as part of Gallery Walk. And your bio absolutely fascinated me. So if you don't mind, I'm gonna recap because I'm so excited to talk with you here. For those who don't know you, you have roots in Southeast Alaska. You were raised here. You also lived in California, traveled around the Pacific Northwest for many years before returning back here. You have studied art and taught art that whole time, almost your whole life in Alaska and outside. Your father was a homesteader. Your mother owned a shipyard in Petersburg. And you are the mother to Kima, who is a book author, and Tekla, who is a musician, and a son whose technical expertise played a big role in your work. So pretty cool life that you're leading so far, Fawn.
Yes, that's true. Definitely.
All right. So let's talk about your new exhibit. Tell me a little bit about how your past as a painter connects to your present work as an artist who is exploring digital media.
Well, I've always been involved in representational work. I've tried my hand at abstract work, and it just, there has to be something in it that's human that I can relate to. So the printer said that I'm definitely a painter because of the size of my images. They're almost all, 4x5 aspect ratio. So that makes it good for a 16x20 or a 12x16 image. So I guess, as a painter, or as a printmaker, or as a drawer, a draftsman, it takes forever to do a piece. And the nice thing about this work is that I can take these images from multiple places and superimpose them onto each other, cut out parts and put them on each other. And so I can try things and very quickly I can, oh, I like this, or no, I don't like this, or hey, what if I put this little thing over here? And instead of having to start the painting completely over, I haven't committed anything. It's digital. I keep all the copies, the back copies and that sort of thing, so I know where it's all moved to. It makes it a lot quicker to actually create art. I think you can see, if you looked at my art, I think you could see definitely that I have a painter's background. So my composition. Yeah.
The title of your upcoming exhibit is called Lightworks, and based loosely on themes inspired by the beauty of Alaska, as much of your work has been. So would you say some more about that?
Well, I am a naturalist, I guess you could call me. I get a lot of energy and hope and upliftment when I spend time in nature. And I love the national forest. I love the rainforest. I love being here. So that sort of beauty has always been the thing that's attracted me. As an artist, I want to somehow speak about what happens when I imbibe in nature. I kind of look at my portraiture as a similar thing, because portraits are working with natural subjects. So, yeah, I love the forest. I really love the forest. So I have a couple of things that are going along with the forest. The idea is that the forest is sanctuary to not just myself, but to many people. So it comes up often in my work.
I love this quote that you sent us. You said, "There is a magical reality feeling to it because of the process of layering photo images and pushing the boundaries in color saturation and contrast, etc." That, I think, was in related to, you know, exploring this new world of digital photography. Would you say more about what you meant by that quote?
Somebody told me, Laura told me, Miko told me recently that my artwork has cookies. I said, well, what does that mean? She goes, well, you think you see it, and then you come back many, many, many times later, and you find more things that are in there. And I think that layering causes that to happen. So it is true that you can look at a piece and then look at it again and you find stuff. I'm an artist and it's still happening to me. Some of the stuff is, you know, several years old now. So, and then when I was a young woman taking classes at Anchorage Community College back in the day, I had a teacher when I was asking the question, how do I know if art is good? How do you know if it's a good piece or not? And she said, well, you know, one of the definitions of a good art is that you are fed by the piece each time you go back to it. And then I found a quote somewhere that said that magical art was like that. Magical art continues to give you something as you go back to it over time. So I think that the digital process, this layering and layering of images does that. It builds and builds and builds. And you can, as a vision, when you're looking at it, you can actually see the layers. And that layering aspect to me, I've been thinking a lot about time recently because I'm in my 60s and I'm a grandmother and time is passing quickly and I've lost people and it's an issue. Time's an issue for us. So I like the layering effect because you can actually add images that are from different time periods and it gives you that kind of almost a visceral feeling of being in time. You know, like you're moving through time. I like that. I like that a lot. So, yes, there's the kind of technique that I use with the layering. There's certain kinds of effects that you can have, and I use the free apps because I have problems with I'm dyscalculic, so I use the free apps. So you only have so many choices you can make. So if I put an image on top of another image, then there's a certain amount of foundness about, oh, how does this look? Oh, how does this look? So it's very much, I think of it as jamming with music. And instead of music, I'm using these images. And it's like, oh, I like this chord. I like this color chord. Oh, I like this texture chord with this, right? So the apps push back. The apps give me certain parameters. I can do this and I can do this and I can do this and I can try this. So it's not just, okay, I'm going to put this on here and I'm going to have this look exactly like this and it's going to be exactly like this. It's not like that at all. There's a real kind of a discovery to using the medium.
Something else you had said when you were describing what you liked about working with digital photography was that, quote, there is an aleatory factor of the medium. And I think you're just starting to touch on that. But what does that mean?
Aleatory is like jamming. It's like, what was that word they used to say when we were kids, when people would just jam on a subject?
Like freestyling?
Freestyle, yeah. One of my favorite ways to play music is to just jam on a theme, just pick out a chord or a song, a couple of songs, and just jam on it. And using these apps and this type of technology is very much like that. I'm jamming on a theme. I get an idea, and that foundness about what are the apps going to do to it when I put these two images together, what's going to happen. So it's kind of riffing. I had a really good music partner years ago that was what it was like. We would just riff with each other. I would play, I'd go dee-dee, and he'd go, oh yeah, so what? Here, and he'd throw something back at me. It's kind of like that. Only it's visual instead of audio.
Well, tell me about your exhibit. It looks like you're in the gallery right now, getting set up. Is that right?
Yes, I am.
Yeah. So
here in the, we're almost done.
What can attendees expect to see when they come to the Jack on Friday?
I have a number of images. There's some that didn't make the cut because there just wasn't enough room. I have a number of images that are giclée and they're framed. And any of those images could be bought off the wall at the end of the month. People can come pick them up. Or I have a number of posters that are made that are attached to a 16 by 20 matte board, and they're inside of a nice little see-through containers that are less expensive because they're not jute. So though they are actually very good high quality prints. So that's what you'll see. I'm looking forward to maybe putting a little Christmas greenery in here. And you'll see me.
All right. Well, we're speaking with Fawn Waterfield. She has an exhibit opening at the Jack this first Friday, Gallery Walk. It's been great to talk to you about your process and your inspiration, and best of luck. I hope you have, I'm sure you're going to have a great crowd. So I hope you have a good time on Friday.
Yes. Could I just mention that it's important to bring your vaccination, a proof of vaccination when you come?
Yeah. Thanks for that reminder. And I think everything on First Friday is going to be like that. Proof of vaccination required and masks. So thanks for the reminder.
Right.
All right. Well, enjoy the rest of the time you've got setting up there, and we'll see you this first Friday.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you for your time.